This is Billy Brim, and I have just muted you, and I am missing these states. And if you're from these states, would you please go to billybrim.org, that's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, and say, I was listening, or I was joining the prayer. Here's who I'm missing: Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Utah, and Vermont, and West Virginia. So if you're from any of those states, would you please call in, you can call. We do have a number you can call. And let me see what that is right now. You'd think I'd memorize it by now. 1-800-972-3447. Or you can go online at billybrim.org. I'd like us all just to start out the morning by just praising the Lord. Let's together lift our voices from all these states and Belgium and Mississauga and Ontario, Washington, D.C. Let's all lift our voices right now to Him. Holy Father, we love You this morning. We praise You this morning. How marvelous, Father, that we sitting here on the earth, on all of these states, we are also seated at the right hand of the Father. Through Your marvelous plan of redemption that You planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate, and how He offered Himself through the Holy Spirit and gave of His own precious blood, that we might do this, that we might be here, that we might lift our voices in praise and in prayer to You, holy and wondrous Father. Just to think, Father, that You have a plan whereby we can pray and do business and have fellowship with You. Praise the Lord. I thought this morning of a scripture, Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. This was when Ezekiel, God through Ezekiel, was talking about Israel's rebellion and how the temple had to be destroyed. And God said in Ezekiel 22:30, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. This is the most telling scripture. It tells us that God seeks those who will pray. He seeks those who will lift up. Prayer can push off judgment. And this judgment that came upon Israel, He indicates, could have been put off, pushed back, delayed, if He could have found one person. And He didn't. He was searching and He didn't find one. Here we are today, folks, and we're much more than one. We're far more than one. We're many, and we're widespread. We're across this continent, including those in it always amazes me that you get up so early in the far west and call in to pray. Thank God for you. And then Canadian friends and believers and members of the body and our friend in Belgium, how thankful we are today. Dear Father, You found us. We're here. We're standing in the gap. And I know that counts with You. And You said that it did. You said that it counted You, and that for Israel, this is the Israel prayer call, You, Isaiah 62:6, have set watchmen upon Your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give Him no rest till He establish and till He make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Folks, Jerusalem's going to be a praise in the earth. It's without one doubt. That holy city during the millennium, I've been thinking a whole lot lately about the ages to come, and the age to come after that tribulation period will be the thousand-year reign, the earthly millennium. And God says Jerusalem is going to be a praise in the earth. It will be, and it is right now in God's eyes, the most holy city, the most outstanding, the most beautiful, the capital of all the earth. Right now, we're watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem, And we're not to hold our peace. We're not to give him any silence. It says in the King James, you that make mention of the Lord. A good translation of that, an excellent one, is the Young's Literal Translation, which says, on thy walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all the day and all the night, continually. They are not silent. O ye remembrancers of Jehovah, keep not silence for yourselves and for him. So, we're his remembrancers. We are to remind him of his promises. Not that he forgot them, but we are to keep them going. We are to keep them out of our mouths and keep them spoken. They are spoken promises, and we're to speak them that they may be clothed upon with flesh, you might say, that they might become actuality in the earth. We are the Lord's remembrancers. We are the ones who are proclaiming and declaring the word of God about Jerusalem. And Father, how we do thank you and how we do praise you that we've seen so many of our prayers answered. We've seen it, Lord. You've let us be the ones, God, who saw the embassy moved. You've let us be the ones who've seen, and just recently now, President Trump and the United States has passed the largest aid, financial aid bill to Israel ever passed. And this in the face of Rand Paul, who had proposed that we stop giving aid to Israel. But one thing about aid to Israel, they spend most of it right back in the United States, ordering from us airplanes, ordering from us the things they need for their military. So this is a win-win situation. It wins in blessing Israel, and it wins in, yes, it wins for the United States of America to know the blessings that we have for Israel. This is what Gary Bauer, who's the director for CUFI of our Washington office, and he says, for several months now, this came out today, no, yesterday, Hamas has waged a series of terror campaigns against the Jewish state, violent riots on the Gaza border, flaming kites and balloons, rockets and mortars aimed at innocent citizens. As we reported last week, the Trump administration was unambiguous in its support for Israel and its right to self-defense. There was no talk last week about, quote, ending the cycle of violence. There was no blaming, quote, settlements for the lack of peace. There was no moral equivalence between Israel and the terrorist of Hamas. What we faced for the 8 years before Trump, every time something would happen, they would say, this is Billy Graham talking, not Gary Bauer, you've got to end the cycle of violence. Both sides have to resist. The settlements are the biggest cost, or the biggest reason for lack of peace in the U.S. That there's none of that now. And folks, this is so important, what has happened under the administration of Donald Trump, that we have to use our prayers and we have to pray that these policies stay in force so that it does not come out even of our mouths and the mouths of our government heads that Israel is somehow on an equal basis with Hamas in causing the trouble. So back to Gary Bauer. Kudos to the leading Jewish organizations and many members of Congress who proudly voiced their support for the state of Israel after the latest barrage of rockets from Hamas. The Jewish Conference of Presidents issued this statement. We express solidarity with the people of the state of Israel. We have, on both sides of the aisle, we actually have Democrats and Republicans who came out at this time in posting. One Republican from New York is Elliot Engel. He's always very staunch, Democrat. And he came out, "I support Israel's right to self-defense. No one should have to live under this threat. And no country should be asked to sit on its hands while citizens face a barrage of rockets." Kay Granger from Texas, "These violent attacks by Hamas must come to an end. I stand with Israel in its right to defend itself and protect its people." This culture, this Palestinian culture in Palestine, is saturated with Jew hatred. You know, I'm thinking about my friend Max, and I talk about him tomorrow. You can see it on Jim Baker. I talked about the book, First of All, and The Awakenings. And we are trying, I really wish, there I pray, that we could have 1 million names and we could take to the President of the United States and we say that these many people have committed to pray, first of all, for the President of the United States and our leaders, according to 1 Timothy, where it says, "I exhort you that first of all, you pray for all men, for those that are in authority," and it mentions kings. Of course, nowadays it's prime ministers and presidents. I'm expecting something tomorrow. I'm expecting, because I gave out our website, billybrim.org, and I ask people through the Jim Baker audience, sign up. Sign up that you will pray, first of all, for Israel. I don't know how many we have committed right now. As we went on the air, we had 6,600-something. Now, I believe it's going to shoot right up, and I'd love to take a big number and say, this are how many people that have prayed, first of all. I saw a report where a man took in letters and prayers that people had written, and the president was so blessed by it. And we need to do it, because right now, folks, as bad as it seems against him, as bad as it seems against our country, it's really Satan against God and God's plans. God has written in his word that Jerusalem will be the capital of the whole earth under Jewish leadership, under, of course, the King of Kings and our Lord and Messiah, and then under David. But it's going to be. And Satan absolutely is doing everything in his power to stop it. Thank God. Thank God for the things that have happened. Thank God for the liberties that have been restored to the clergy. The clergy who for the most part, are the ones who are seeing the place of Israel in the earth, or should see the place of Israel, despite those who are anti-Semitic and are replacement theology. But he's loosed our tongues in canceling the Johnson Amendment. I don't know exactly what state that's in, but at least the teeth have been taken out of it. And we have so many wonderful things that have happened. The Taylor Force Act has been passed, which says that we're going to cut off U.S. taxpayer dollars to the Palestinian Authority for supporting murder. And some wonderful things have happened. This has to continue. And to continue, though we're not for, don't come out for any particular party, we do need those who would support and vote with these policies. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've told us we have authority over the prince of the power of the air. You talk about metal in our elections. The prince of the power of the air would be the one that would like to meddle in our sobratanakaya, in our politics, and see that we don't have anyone that would support Israel or the church or Christianity. And in the name above all names, oh, folks, do learn to take your authority. The weather that's going on right now, the terrible flooding in certain parts, and the fires and the blazing in other parts. You in those areas, sit up in that seat and take your authority over that weather. And take your authority over the demonic spirits that would try to interfere with the midterm elections in your area. Sitting up in that seat every day, you know, I have that little book that I sent out, how you, and if you don't have that little book, you can go on billybrim.org and order it, or you can go on our number, toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447, and I'm offering it for $2 today, plus shipping. And that's our little book, how you can operate in the authority of God, your God-given authority, how to use authority of the believer. It's a little mini book, pretty packed, though. And you can get enough out of it to do it, to handle those demon spirits in your area that would come against. In the name, Father God, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Lord. I'm praying for every one of these prayers. Every one of us, Lord, who called in from these states who are joined right now, give to us today particular ishalamara no combre satatia donde de marata. Give to us wisdom and understanding, ishalamora, as to how to do this best in this nation, in Canada. Ikapara non jedisha tora basatita, ele marande evratoshe, calavrandershko nina asobre nikaladanye. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Father, we do lift up, first of all today, we lift up President Donald John Trump. We lift up his family for protection. We lift up him for direction. We lift up Michael Pence. We lift up the administration. We lift up the legislators. We lift up the judicial. God, give us righteous judges. O Barasita Lamanye, E Paladonia, think through their minds today. John Bolton, soon to be meeting with the Russians. E Calavratonia, Father, protect us from evil. And if there is evil, Lord, let it show. May it be so apparent, and the lies. Kilivrandohula Barasita Lacombre, till He deliver us from evil. Father, in the name above all names, I'm going to ask you to remove I'm not saying about just those who differ from me, but those who differ from God, and those who do it knowing what they're doing, those who are of evil, and they know they're doing evil, I'm asking you to remove them. Remove them from wherever they are. If they're in the State Department, if they're in the shadow government, if they're in Sikalamora Nikalandasha Tora, even if they're in Alamarata, in the local governments, in the name above all names, right here in Branson, we're so blessed to have a spirit-filled mayor. I do pray for the local Ishana Nonombre and Virsto Nonyanda here in Missouri, where we are in Arkansas, just over the border, and all the places where we are. Holy Father, we're so thankful that you have given us. It's not the best government. The best government is to have you as king, to have Jesus as king. But Father, in the earth, it seems that this is the best government, this democracy. We know that you led our founders, and Father, we lift up our Constitution, and we lift it up that it will stand and be held true and not itorokamba weakened. We lift up the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. May the stutada makaya to that change in Jesus' name. This is for the good of Israel. I want to move now over to Migdal, And I ask you to proclaim the favor of the Lord over Migdal with me and with us. And the scriptures definitely promise God's favor. In Psalm 5, 11 and 12, let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let them also that love your name be joyful in thee. And this is the verse 12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield. That verse in the Amplified says, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. The New American Standard, you surround him with favor as with a shield. And we had talked about favor one day, and one of you sent me this. I have it, but I forgot to put down who sent it to me. And so this is the statement that the declaration, the confession that one of you WWP sent in. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I proclaim that the favor of God is upon my life. The favor of God surrounds me as a shield. The favor of God follows me. The favor of God shows up everywhere I go. The favor of God goes before me every single day, changing rules, regulations, and policies on my behalf. So this morning, I said this over Migdal Arbel. Father, I thank you for your favor that is upon Sister Billy Brim and all the ministries under her. I thank you that this includes the precious project Migdal Arbel birthed out of your heart. Father, I am thankful and grateful for the privilege to proclaim your favor upon Migdal Arbel project. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I proclaim that the favor of God goes before the project Migdal Arbel every single day, changing rules and regulations and policies on its behalf. The favor of God surrounds the project Migdal Arbel as a shield. The favor of God surrounds the project Migdal Arbel, and the favor of God shows up every time the project Migdal Arbel needs it. Father, I am in agreement, and those who are on this call are in agreement that this favor changes rules and regulations. One of the emails sent me out of Israel this week said certain things are months away. I do proclaim they are not many months away. They are few months away, even weeks, even days. And I do proclaim that this will happen. The rules, the regulations will be overpassed by angelic forces, and that it will be astonishing, especially to the people in Israel who are expecting longer times. I thank you, Father, for everything it takes to fulfill this project, for the monies that it takes. But first of all, right now, we need, and you know we need, and we're having, and we thank you for it, a quick approval so that we can fast and quickly go on with this project. Right now, folks, there's a bacterial, and they've closed the rivers in the north because there's a bacterial infection people are getting that's damaging their kidneys. So in the name above all names, we have land in the north. We are living in the north. We are by the waters in the north. And so in the name above all names, you bacterial thing, you be stopped and ceased and halted in Jesus' name. And we pray for the people who've already been hospitalized, who've already been sickened from it, that they'll be healed and touched by the hand of God. Father, how we do thank you, how we do praise you, how we do give you glory and adoration. Here are the Migdal scriptures we stand on. Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Thank you, Father, for building the house. Thank you, Father, for keeping it. In the lips, this is Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Proverbs 24:4. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. We thank you for filling the chambers. We thank you for the monies to do it all. Folks, I want to ask you right now, and without me having to tell you too many details, there is a brother in this land who has some money coming to him, a large sum. And this brother is going to bless ministries with it. And one of them is us. And he has promised us a donation, a large donation. I'm telling you, folks, it's already spent in our mind. And there is something holding it up. It's a legal thing, a legal matter. And it's down to the last wire and the last legal hinge, last legal hindrance. We're going to be taking some time in Prayer Mountain. We're going to take a day. We're going to meet. We're going to pray over this. We're going to bind demons. What does it say about the devil? He's a thief. He steals. He kills. He destroys. He's not going to steal this money from that brother and all the ministries it's going to bless. And I'm asking you right now with me, and whenever you think of it, oh, no, you don't, devil. Oh, no, you don't, robber. In the name above every name, my Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood, and you are defeated. You are paralyzed. He was risen to the right hand of the Father, and we with him. And from that place, and since it is written that we are translated out of the kingdom of and the dominion of darkness, and we are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we are told in Romans 5:17 that we are to reign in life through one Jesus Christ, in the name above all names, we tell you to cease and desist in this maneuver. We bind you. And it is written, what is bound in heaven. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Cease and desist in your maneuvers right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am so very, very, very thankful that I'm translated out of the kingdom of darkness. Oh, how wonderful to know that I can face this day, August 15th, knowing that Satan has no dominion over me, nor mine. Oh, God, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, as you promised in Ephesians. You told us to pray and to ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him concerning this power, concerning this authority. And so, Father, we want to praise you for it. We thank you for it. How grateful I am. How grateful I am that I can sit right here in my prayer chair. I can look right out there where the birds are feeding, even the cardinals that are molting and look kind of funny right now, but it's because they're getting new feathers. And, Father, you have said to us, you renew our youth like the eagles in Psalm 103. How marvelous to sit here and behold the nature with this lesson. And seeing you in so much of nature right out my window and knowing how mighty you are, how I do praise you, how I do thank you. Father, every person that's on this call, we are a company. I heard someone mention that when they called in today. We're a company, a prayer company. Father, thank you for these people, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the unity that we have because we're in him. Folks, we'll be there at noon prayer today. We thank you and
Thank you for joining this, and thank you for those of you who can come in to our noon prayer. And third Sunday is coming up Sunday. I heard someone on this call mention the great meeting that they had last night down at Fort Worth with Shelley, my daughter Shelley, and her daughter. Shelley's going to be doing third Sunday, and I've asked her in detail to share her near-death experience. She gives snippets of it here and snippets of it there, but it's an outstanding case of healing. And so that she's going to be giving that. It will be online, but if you can, make it out to Prayer Mountain. That's this coming Sunday, the third Sunday in the month of August, out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Be sure to go online and get the map so you won't be just driving around. Sometimes the GPS works, and sometimes it'll take you a long route. So it's good if you can get that. It's 500 Walton Drive if you do use GPS. 500 Walton Drive in Kirbyville, Missouri. And so we'll be looking for you either online or there Sunday, or as the old-timers used to say, here, there, or in the air. Shalom, shalom.